Our guest, Kevin LaBarre, the project Let's Come Together. And Kevin, why is it important to be an artist that will uplift and encourage people?
Because I believe people are really going through things that have them overwhelmed, and just so many people. I mean, that's what we're called to do as minstrels and as songwriters. I believe that, you know, we're spokesmen, you know, for God. You know, we're God's mouthpiece, and we have the responsibility to speak life. You got people going through things where they want to throw in the towel, and we can be that last line of defense. A song can get into a place that a man may never be able to get to. You know, I'll never be able to get there, but somebody might be walking past the store that hears, you know, you are not alone. Somebody might be, you know, walking past some television set, and they see the video, you are not alone, or Heart That Forgives, and it gives them the strength to not throw in the towel. Some people are on the verge of suicide. So music is such a powerful, powerful tool. And so I take the responsibility very seriously that the words that I speak, I'm trying my best by the grace of God to make sure that those words are backed up with a life as well, a life of integrity, you know, that God can be pleased with. So,
how does it make Kevin LaBarre feel when someone walks up and say, oh man, the song, Heart That Forgives, I can relate to that song. It does something for me. How does that make you feel?
You know, it's interesting. It makes me feel wonderful. At the same time, it's weird a little bit because, you know, you're always trying to protect your heart. You know, you don't ever want to get caught up or you don't ever want to really you know, take it in too much. But it feels wonderful to see how something that God gave you is ministering to someone else. And I've made it my business to, when people come up to me, you know, at concerts or whatever the case may be, you know, I might not be able to get to everybody because it's important for me to sit and look eyeball to eyeball with the person that I'm in front of at that moment. You know, and just listen, you know, to what they're saying and be interested in the fact that they are willing to come up to you and express to you, hey, you blessed me. Because it takes, you know, everybody doesn't come up and say, you know, that song blessed me. So, yeah, it means a lot. You know, but sometimes it's a little awkward, but it definitely means a lot.
Who is Kevin LaBarre?
Wow. I'm a child of God. I love God. I love to have fun. I'm a practical joker, you know. My band will tell you that, but I try to be as genuine as possible. I love people. I'm far from perfect, but God knows I love Him, you know. And if I slip, I'm trying my best to get back up that next minute, that next second, you know. And I'm a person that just wants his life to count for Christ. So when I leave here, you know, people can say, you know, that was a Jesus lover. You know, because only what we do for Christ will last. So, yeah, I mean, I love Christ, man. I love God. I love Jesus, man.
Hey.
Either way. So.
I like that. Where can one pick up your music, Kevin?
Pretty much everywhere music is sold. You know, Walmart, they can pick it up. I believe starting next month, they'll be to pick it up in any Walmart across the country. And it's already in Best Buy and different stores like that, Target, you know, Amazon.com. And they can go to my website, www.kevinlevar.com, KEVINLEVAR.com, and just check us out. See if we're going to be in their town and come worship with us.
Kevin, it's been a pleasure, and I want to thank you for just taking time out of your busy schedule and talking to us.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure. I appreciate you for the opportunity, and thank you for supporting the music and the song, You Are Not Alone, and Heart That Forgives. And I just pray God's blessings upon your station.
Thank you, Kevin, and keep making that great music. Got a great sound, man.
Thank you, sir. I will do.
Our guest, Kevin LaBarre, on Star 94.1.